Right, it's just coming up to 11:33 and I have two fantastic guests in the studio today. Now, we're joined, it is Book Club for April, and we're joined in the studio by Sylvia Kent, who is a freelance columnist, author. Her work's appeared in national, regional magazines and online journals, and she's a winner of the Freelance Writer of the Year Award. She's written in over 60 titles. Her books have been reviewed by The Times and other dailies as well. She's also written 10 books. Barking and Dagenham from Old Photograph is still selling well, and she's got an amazing blog with up to 224,000 page views and over 880 blog articles, and still going as well. Molly Luby is also a guest in the studio. She's an author of Czar and many other unpublished works that she says she might be ready for someday. We'll be talking about that in a sec. She lives in sunny Essex and spends almost all of her time hunkered down at a desk under her stairs with her imaginary friends.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
And she's also going to be talking about the Nation Novel Writing Month as well. So we'll be having a chat with both the ladies right now. So good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Hello.
Luby. What is...
Yeah.
That is a fantastic surname. I don't think I've heard any... I had to ask you, where is it from?
It's originally from Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, it means full, but I think that's part of the charm, isn't it?
Oh. Wow. So is there quite a few... Have you met anybody besides your relatives? Do you know anybody else with that surname?
No, we went to Ireland and we couldn't find a single Luby. It was so bizarre. Because there's a place called Ballyluby in Ireland. No Lubies there.
Yeah. Oh. So. And is it Southern Ireland? Southern Ireland. Oh, wow.
Isn't that exciting? Yeah. Well, I did see a few in America. Did you see Molly Luby? Yeah. As soon as I met you, I said Luby Lou, and I thought that was a bit rude of me. But when the children were young, they loved Luby Lou. It was a doll.
Yeah.
And, I'm very old, so you wouldn't... Your dad might, but, yes, Luby Lou was a lovely dolly. Mm.
It was on TV. It was a children's programme, wasn't
it? Right, yes, yes.
Back in the day, black and white.
Black and white,
Let's not go there, Sylvia. Aww. Let's not go there. So, Sylvia Kent, joined in the studio. Before we actually talk about what you've been up to and the readers' groups as well, very sad news. I know that you've met Victoria Wood on a few occasions because she was the president.
She was our president.
Society of Women Journalists and Women Writers.
And she joined us in London for our 120th anniversary. Mm. I told you I was old, didn't I? But it was a year or two ago, and she came along, and I had to present the flowers to her as I'm the archivist. And, yeah, she was lovely. Yeah. And we didn't know about this. Didn't know that she was ill, and she kept it quiet. She was a very private person.
Yeah.
You know, I know she was funny, and we've all seen her work, and television, and years of work, but we didn't know, and we were so shocked.
Yeah.
I did pop it on my weblog, and loads and loads of people around the world have come back to me.
Great loss to the world of comedy.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But you are here looking absolutely fantastic in red.
Thank you.
Very bright and breezy.
Sort of orangey, isn't it?
Burnt
orange.
Burnt orange, not red. Burnt orange, darling. So tell us about what you've been up to, Sylvia, because I know you've got your readers' groups. What have you been reading?
Yes. Well, as you know, Billericay has been going for 16 years.
Yeah.
Ricky readers group in the library. Now the current book we're reading is Angela Carter's Magic Toy Shop. Now, as you know, she used to write dystopian work. She also died relatively young. But I'm very naughty. I haven't read it yet. I can read and absorb very quickly, and I have to, because at the moment I'll be reading Corsets and Cod Pieces.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this book. Yeah.
Now, you know why you've heard about it, because our guest in the studio last year was Karen Bowman.
That's it. That's where I read.
And she was writing at the time.
Yes.
So I'm reading that for a very special reason. Oh, she wrote Essex Girl and another book.
Essex Boys. That's it.
Excellent books.
Yeah.
Brilliant, and she's an Essex girl, so we're really proud of her, as we are of Molly.
Yes.
You know, we try to look after our writers, don't we, because we reckon they're the best.
Yes.
The reason why I'm very interested is that I've been approached by Heritage Royal Palaces. So I'm off soon to Kensington Palace to help out with a new project, which is the 60s and 70s fashion as it's linked to Baroque music.
Oh.
You know how some of the 60s used to take styles of music. So we're just starting that. That's sort of linked with the Society of Women Writers and Journalists, of which I'm archivist. But, yeah, so quite a lot of reading and writing. Still writing for my different... for the Gazette and the writing magazine itself, Woman Writer and Home Farmer. And I talk about... I have a column every month about making wine in that month, which means I have to make it...
And drink it.
And drink it. No, because it has to mature.
Oh, right.
And that's why you have no pickles this month, because I haven't been making any pickles, or jam, or marmalade.
Selfish. She normally comes in, you see, Molly, with either drinks galore or jams or preserves, and I get used to it. So she turned up empty-handed. She won't be coming back for. There will be no May book club. Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
No. Pick a lily in October.
Oh, that. Do you know what? Last time she got me pick a lily, I thought I'd just have a little bit of a spoonful with a bit of cheese, because I don't eat cheese very often. I think it took me 2 days, and the whole lot was gone.
It was a bit hot.
It was lovely because it was just so. It was just lovely.
My stuff is hot,
and I don't like the ones that you normally buy in the shops.
I don't like it,
but yours, I was like, yes, we'll be having that. I kind of went, I think I went a little bit yellow as well, actually.